This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Sometimes the best way to tell a story is to start at the end. That way your destination is clear. That's what the Kalador String Quartet decided to do when they recorded all of Beethoven's string quartets during the pandemic. They just released their first 3-CD set in the full cycle of these quartets. Cellist Estelle Choi says they very intentionally started at the end with Beethoven's late quartets.
But I do think it will be an interesting journey to then go backwards and to also realize how much uniqueness and how much creativity was really involved in every single one of his quartets and how each one is completely different from the other.
For people who may be just discovering Beethoven's string quartets, why was this a dream for you, and why is it really so important for string quartets to take these on? Because they are monumental works.
Beethoven's string quartets span his entire career. So you get works from every single period of his life. The importance of these works for the string quartet are sort of immeasurable. I think it ushered in a completely new era and really cemented the roots of the string quartet as a vehicle, not just for looking into the past, but also looking far into the future. So if you're coming into this not knowing anything about the string quartets, I think if anything, to know that they represent an incredible body of work of somebody who pushed his own creativity and did not feel constrained to fit the status quo. You can explore all of his compositional eras and find something that speaks to you, because I think his music is really an expression of the human condition.
Beethoven's music was intended for everyone, to unite us as a people. How does he do that with these late quartets? You were just saying how if we listen to them, we're bound to find something.
His own personal struggles, you see how they make themselves heard within the music itself. One particular piece which really hits me personally is the Opus 132. This is Beethoven struggling and coming to terms with knowing that he's towards the end of his life, but in the slow movement, the Heiliger Dankesang, he actually takes a moment to give thanks. A visceral moment in learning this piece for me and will stay with me forever is we worked with the first violinist of the Alban Berg Quartet, Günter Pickler. He was describing this movement because we go from this gorgeous chorale-like opening into this next section, which is with renewed force. And the way that Günter Pickler kind of described it was imagining somebody who had been belabored with sickness suddenly being able to stand up and walk as a healthy individual. And that has always stayed with me in imagining Beethoven feeling the burden of this illness and yet then being able to stand up and say, no, there is something to live for. And it's just so special that today we're still talking about his music, about how it affects us and how it moves us and how it helps us process what's going on in our own personal lives.
A new 3-CD set celebrating the late quartets of Beethoven with the Kalador String Quartet. To hear the full conversation with cellist Estelle Choi, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.